He came around a rusting cylindrical data shifter as big as a house, connected by dozens of snaking cables to the ceiling high above, and found Proxy on the other side, bent over a complex junction. He was linked to the core by a cable connected to his innards via an open panel in his back. Proxy! The droid turned around. His photoreceptors were red like the others. Random holograms chased themselves across the droid's mutable skin. Jedi Knights and Sith Lords, Coda, Juno, and even himself. It was very disconcerting. His voice was worse.
Your droid's personality module has been supplanted. The being you call Proxy no longer exists.
The apprentice fought to keep his emotions under control. Why have you done this?
Your droid accessed my systems. I defended myself.
Self-defense I can forgive. This is theft. He indicated the cable connecting Proxy's memory banks to the planet's vast computer networks.
I do not seek your forgiveness. All I want is order, organization, predictability.
You have that here already.
Only here, I am victim of outside influences, as you have proven. The Emperor and I share the same objectives, but I fear that his fallible organic mind is not up to the task of governing the galaxy. I clearly see that in your droid's memories.
Exactly, he improvised, trying to gain time enough to reach the cable connecting Proxy to the network. If you've read Proxy's memories, then you know what my objective is. Perhaps we could work together. I could help you.
You have already helped me.
The core moved Proxy carefully out of reach.
You have brought me a fully functional starship. With it, I can spread order across the galaxy.
My starship is not available.
It will be when you are dead.
The apprentice lunged for the cable, but the core jumped Proxy's body well out of reach.
Goodbye, Master.
Proxy transformed into Obi-Wan Kenobi and activated the lightsaber that had been hanging at his side. The droid's opening move was much faster than any he had attempted before, as of course it should have been, the apprentice realized, when he blocked the blow barely in time. The core had access to all the same records he did. Its knowledge of Jedi lightsaber techniques might be unsurpassed in the entire galaxy. But knowledge was not the same thing as experience. Just as clever technology wasn't the same thing as the Force. As he jumped up onto a nearby processor to avoid another expert swing, he saw the Core's other droid servants closing in. Reaching down for a cable, he sent a wave of Sith lightning through it. Lights flared and junctions sparked. The Core's processor shrieked at the sudden overload, and so did its servants. Proxy was one of them. And unlike the others, he was physically attached to the systems his master was assaulting. So the effects of the energy surge on him were severe. The hologram dissolved into static and his arms came up. Static electricity crackled from every joint. The apprentice cut the current before he could fry his friend's brain completely. Leaping down from the processor, he swung his lightsaber at the cable. But the core regained its concentration in time to put Proxy's body in the way. Their lightsabers clashed, and the apprentice gave ground to think what next to do.